Tucson's all-time favorites, 1400 KTUC, and in stereo online at 1400KTUC.net. Jive Bunny and the Master Mixers doing Swing the Mood this morning. 931, I'm Jim Bednarik, Breakfast Radio for a Wednesday morning. Speaking of Swing in the Mood, the cast last night on ABC's Dancing with the Stars did their group swing last night. Looked like it was a whole lot of fun. Actually, Monday night, the other night, on Dancing with the Stars. Elimination show last night, and last night, Heather Mills got cut from the pack, and with more on that on the studio lines this morning, National Dance Champion Jeannie Tucker. Good morning.
Good morning, Jim.
So, your thoughts about Heather?
Well, I think it was about time.
Mm-hmm.
I think we've got three or so that are in the bottom that it could go either way all these weeks, but she's been inspirational, obviously, to people that have challenges that they deal with. She did a great job. Her last few dances have been her weakest,
yeah.
And it just kind of spiraled downhill since the fall. Paso Doble was not her strongest dance at all, and she was very stiff, a hard ending. So I think that also she just doesn't have the fan base that a lot of the other people have, and it was time.
Yep, and John Ratzenberger there in the last final two as well. But, of course, he's got the big Cheers fan base to pull him through is what
he
happened
does.
There.
He does. I think he's a little scared being in the bottom so many times in a row.
But, he's probably next week.
Yeah, I'm thinking he's probably going to be the next to go.
Although Billy Ray could be in there, too.
And we could only hope for that, couldn't we?
Now, he poured his heart out Monday night, though. He did.
You know, the scary part is he did pour his heart out, but those moves were awful. The moves, I know he poured his heart into it. I know he's trying.
He's trying.
But as they said, you know, those were interesting moves, but what were they?
Yeah.
What were they?
It looked like fun, but what was that?
Yeah. Absolutely.
So it's gonna come down to John or Billy Ray in the final two. Actually, we'll probably be in the low two next week. We forgot to talk about him last week. Ian.
Yes.
You thought he got a raw deal.
I did. I think that he did a really nice job last week. I think they're picking on him a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I think that he has an interesting game face. When he's out there, it's hard to read him a little bit, and I think they're misconstruing a little bit of what they're seeing in his face and his determination. And it's one of those things where you kind of have to get in front of the mirror and see if you're emoting what you're feeling inside. I don't
mm-hmm.
know that he comes across the way he's really feeling. His paso was very strong. He set a good mood. His posture wasn't great. I think that for the amount of tearing down they gave him, the scores were higher than I thought they would be.
Yeah, you're right.
So that wasn't exactly what I thought it would be.
So Ian, actually. I keep calling him Ian there. Joey Fatone, what'd you think of Joey's performance?
Joey has great energy. He's
yep.
strong. He had some errors on his footwork, but Joey's formidable. He is. He's someone that's coming out with all he's got, and he's always entertaining.
Yes, he is. And Layla?
Layla's so fabulous. When she is on her, you know, has her game on, boy, she is amazing to watch. I just love to watch her. She was awesome. The ending wasn't what I wanted. Her cha-cha ending, in my opinion, wasn't very classy.
Well, she choreographed that herself, right? She added that in there.
I know. And it, to me, it was kind of like when you see sometimes some local celebrities, or not celebrities, but you see local owners of businesses doing their own commercials.
Okay.
You know, I
yeah,
mean, it's like,
yeah.
Okay, let the professionals choreograph it, because I know she liked her moves, and it was fun, but the tone of the rest of the dance, the choreography, was so classy and was going along beautifully. Her styling was beautiful, and all of a sudden, whoo, where'd that come from?
Now, I loved in the group swing that she lifted Apollo as opposed to anybody lifting her up. I don't think anybody could. She's such a big girl. So.
She could have lifted all of them.
I think she could have, yeah.
Yeah.
And speaking of Apollo, he's turning out to be the, the prince of this whole dance thing.
He's a hot little guy. That was, you know, a beautiful routine. What I like is that he's bringing, of course, his competitive nature. He has his youth that's on his side. His partner is very creative, even though she's young. She has very, very, very creative and very polished and older than her age, you
mm-hmm.
know, choreography that she brings out. She's really creative, and that the stories that are told are really wonderful.
She does a great job with that, yeah,
absolutely.
Start to finish in the routines. And for being 19, that's pretty impressive.
That's what I mean. She's you know, got more years in there than I think we're giving her credit for.
Yeah. Now, we didn't leave out anybody this week, did we? That's everybody?
Layla.
We talked
John
about
Ratzenberg
Layla.
We talked about his footwork was bad. He, you know, she kind of danced around him, and he kind of stood there.
So. Yeah. So, all right. Well, next week it continues. They'll be judged on a Latin dance,
right,
and a ballroom routine.
And both will count. The judges will count both of those and judge on both of them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, speaking of dancing, Jim, I wanted to thank you for coming out to my dance workshop last weekend.
That was
fun.
You
got up and did your thing a little bit and got those hips loosened up.
Oh, yeah, well, as much as I could, yeah. Anyway, but thank you. No, that was a lot of fun, and I know you're working on some more for the future.
And we'll we'll announce that date as soon as we get it.
All right. Well, thank you much, and we'll talk to you next Wednesday as we review Dancing with the Stars.
See you then.
This is the Wall Street Journal Report. I'm